glorious nation under God. We will never give in. We will never give up. We will never, ever back down. And we will never, ever, ever, ever surrender.
Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. A River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willy 105.5 to get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Then Thursdays and Fridays is Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local on the River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430, the Audio Path of Totality. Very somber morning here, Dimitri, live and dangerously local because, of course, the tragedies that, one after the other regarding this flash flood situation and the pictures and the videos and all. It's just beyond horrible, absolutely beyond horrible. Later on this morning, Lou Vargo is going to be joining us, director of the Wheeling, Ohio County Homeland Security Emergency Management Agency. A special shout out to Philip Stahl for the outstanding work that he's been doing with the media, coordinating everything. Cannot thank him enough. Cannot thank the city of Wheeling enough for all the work that they are doing. And also a big shout out and a big one to WTRF Channel 7. They've been doing outstanding work covering all of this, and they deserve all of that credit. They really do. We have another very special guest for you here in studio. She is Kara Alietta, and she is with the Triadelphia Fire Department. She is the Assistant Fire Chief and EMS Director. She is here in studio. By the way, you can see the show. You can see her and really see the whole show. Just go to the Facebook Live stream, Dimitri, the profile page, or the Big Willy 105.5 Facebook page, and you will be seeing this interview. So, Kara, welcome to Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. How you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
What on earth did you experience over the past 48 hours?
Oh, I have never in 30 years in fire and EMS seen what I saw a couple days ago. So, it's just the word devastating is the word. To see it, to see the aftermath, to see what people are going through, and just to watch the efforts of everybody in the valley and outside of the valley is just tremendous. We've seen the initial rise in water and just the effects and how fast everything changed, the environment changed was, just shocking. And then now we're seeing the aftermath of everything with everyone, cleaning out houses and just trying to put everything back together.
What was the first thing you noticed that gave you a clue that, this is going to be very, very bad?
So, when you're on the fire departments, you get toned by 911 for calls. And we had 8 calls, I believe it was, in a matter of like 10 minutes. And they were all rescue calls, which is very odd. So we just had rescue call after rescue call. And we were like, what is going on? And then I think it was within like 20 minutes, there were like 18 more calls for rescue, just rescue after rescue.
What kind of rescues are we talking about here?
So most of them were people trapped in cars, people trapped in water, people trapped in their homes with water that rose too quickly and they could not get out, people watching their vehicles float away. But we had a lot of people in cars in that very first hour or two because they were trying to evacuate or...
How do you rescue someone in a car that's in a flood situation with all the water rushing everywhere? And I can't imagine how you could even open the doors.
Well, it's...
How do you do this?
It's extremely difficult. And unfortunately, in some of those cases, we weren't able to do it. We called in Wheeling Fire. They have specialty swift water rescue.
What is that?
That is, so they are trained. Swift water is not, you can't just jump in swift water with a rope and go get someone. So those guys train on that. They have special boats. They have special equipment. They all work together well, and they train for that. So they came to work swift water rescue to try to help these people, but even they were quickly overwhelmed. And also they were like us, they quickly became entrapped where we were and couldn't go anywhere. So
the rescuers became entrapped?
Yes. We were all, I mean, if you can't get where you're going, we were all kind of stuck in this area in Tridelphia between Blyphus and Zambito flooring. You know, you had rough water everywhere and you couldn't go either way. And that area continued to shrink as the water rose. So they did get 15 rescues, but there were at one point, I remember a vehicle went by the station. It was a white pickup truck. The water was too high for anyone to do anything, and they were honking their horn at us, and there was nothing.
They were floating?
They were floating in their truck. They had tried to pass the water, and they were beeping to let us know they were in the car, and there was nothing we could do for them.
Where did they end up?
They ended up down by Blyphus. They did get out of the vehicle, but they went down 40 pretty quickly.
Oh, my word.
Yeah.
My word. Were you involved in any of these rescues?
Not the Swiftwater, no. I'm not trained in Swiftwater.
What were you involved in?
So we had a lot of other rescues. We had an elderly lady who had fallen down her steps that we had to get to for transport to the hospital, and it took us a while to get to her just because of water and then trees. I think we...
Sorry, trees?
Oh, yeah. There were several trees down, lines down, power poles, electric poles.
Well, how do you do this when, you could be electrocuted, right?
Well, luckily the power had gotten knocked out pretty quickly once everything started. So we were able to we had to climb over those things and find ways to extricate people and get them moving and get them where they needed to be. We took several people later in the incident. Once the water had started to recede a little bit, we were able to go get some people and take them to buses down at the Volkswagen dealership, and they were taken to other places so they could be safe. So
what else did you do? What did you experience firsthand?
Oh, so for me, we had a neighbor at the station that I helped get him out of his yard, and he was with me at the station. I at one point was in the station because we couldn't go anywhere.
Where is the station?
The station is 4798 National Road. Mm-hmm. And so I'm standing in the station trying to figure out what I can do with equipment, trucks, whatever we have left there. And I'm watching this water rise, and I heard this horrible crack. It sounded like thunder, and I was like, that's really weird. And then I heard some more, and I looked over, and the whole back wall of our station pulled away and was getting washed out of the building.
Do you have a creek behind you?
We do. It's right behind the station.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So it ripped the wall out, and then it damaged. We have structural damage to the building now. We can't put our trucks in there. And it's just a mess. I watched, toolboxes and equipment just go while I was standing there. So,
good night. Good mm-hmm. night. Tell me about the survivors.
Some of them are, upset. We have an elderly population in Tridelphia. So for those folks, this is just devastating for them. Not just that they're displaced, but, the cleanup is tremendous. Most of these homes, just have to be gutted at this point. So for them, and then they have, pets, that those are the people that are with them all the time, and they worry about their pets, and some of them lost their pets. So for them, it was, it was devastating for them.
Was there one woman especially or one man especially you recall?
There is Miss Mary, and she is an amazing lady, and she had hurt herself. She laid on her steps for 2 hours before we could get to her, and when I got her and was taking care of her, she kept saying to me, "Now you're not going to leave me, right? You're going to stay with me," because I had to transfer her to another crew because I needed her to get to safety, and I couldn't get her there, and she kept saying, "You're going to stay with me, right? You're going to stay with me," and And Mary's a little fireball, and I felt so bad for her laying on those steps for all that time, and we couldn't get to her, but she was just a sweetie, and she just kept thanking me, and she didn't want me to leave her.
She so okay now?
She is.
Where is she staying?
I believe she is with family. Okay. Out of the area. So
let's talk about the two faces of this incredible tragedy, the mom and the three-year-old, Kylie and Parker.
Mm-hmm. Right?
What do you know about them?
I was made aware that they were missing on day one. And I know that when they were found, it was pretty somber for everyone. I mean, nobody wants to find young people and children.
So this is official now.
Well, I am not the person that would officially release that, but the family has posted on Facebook, you know, thanking everyone for their efforts and finding them, and you know. The problem with a community like that, or even just in the valley, is that everyone knows somebody in that family in some way.
Sure.
So when that happens, it's rough for everyone, the family, the first responders that find them.
Live exclusive interview with Kara Elieta, and she is with the Triadelphia Fire Department. She is the Assistant Fire Chief and EMS Director for the Triadelphia Fire Department. And after the 8 o'clock news, Lou Vargo is going to be joining us by phone, director of the Wheeling, Ohio County Homeland Security and Emergency Management Agency. And we'll continue talking about this incredible tragedy and what you can do. Much later on this morning, after our guests leave us, we'll be giving away a pair of tickets to the concert tomorrow evening. Steve Earle, solo and acoustic 50, the 10th caller will win those tickets. You got to pick them up here, because the concert's tomorrow evening, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. So back to Kara Elieta. How many people did you rescue in the past 48 hours?
So I know day one, 15 swift water, 77 regular. I'm not quite sure what the numbers were yesterday. They were not as high, but they did continue rescue efforts throughout the day, just trying to get people moved that maybe had sheltered in place because going out was worse. So that continued yesterday. So, I mean, we're well over 100.
Already. And how many people, how many volunteers? It's all volunteers, right, with your fire department, or do you have some?
Oh, yeah. A lot of the effort is volunteer. Wheeling Fire was the paid department that came in for specialty rescue. And then everything else has been absolutely the efforts of the volunteers in the Ohio County that we are incredibly lucky to have. Volunteers from Ohio County, volunteers from PA, volunteers from Ohio. You know, and particularly in the area, you know, Stone Church, of course, Triadelphia, Valley Grove, McKinleyville, West Alexander, you know, just tremendous effort.
It's a family.
It is.
You volunteer fire department people are just, this is a close-knit family.
Yes.
My goodness gracious. What about pets? How do you rescue a pet? Especially when a pet could bite you.
Pets are tricky.
So
the humane officers were in town pretty quickly, I felt like. So we had a lot of humane officers running around, and I think that probably they dealt with most of those.
Did you ever have to rescue a pet?
So I did not have to rescue a pet. I actually had my own scare because my dog was at home, and my house is totaled. I had 2 to 3 feet all the way on my top floor. So my dog was at home while I was at the station, and then I couldn't get home, and my dog barks at everything. So I went home, and I yelled, and I knocked, and I heard nothing, and I thought, ugh, I'm going to come home after this day, and I'm not going to be able to find my dog. But luckily, she was smart enough to stay up top, and I got her whenever I could. But I did not have any, didn't have to do any direct rescue with animals.
Don't bury the lead. Your house is gone.
It is. Yeah. It's totaled. Total damage.
We're going to be joined in a little bit with Lou Vargo, and he is going to be talking with us. But after Lou leaves us, I want to talk with you more about your home.
Okay.
I mean, you're a victim too.
Yeah.
You okay?
Yeah.
No. Are you okay, really?
So probably what will happen is in a few days when everything is calmer and I'm sitting somewhere quieter, I will have the emotional meltdown that I deserve right now. But I think for most of the people that do what I do, we're able to kind of save that and do what needs to be done until we're done. And then we just kind of have our moment or be exhausted or whatever.
Very special guest, Kara Elietta, Triadelphia Fire Department Assistant Fire Chief and EMS Director. We're going to be joined here in just a little bit with Lou Vargo, Director of Wheeling, Ohio County Homeland Security and Emergency Management Agency. And it's all about the incredible tragedy this weekend. That's the show.